void. But your word is life to us. It is life to us. Glory to your name. So we thank you. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and your call upon me to minister your word. And we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. In Jesus' name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And I'm going there too, if I can get my pages to separate here. All right. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And I want to share with you for a little bit this evening about concerning, and this will be my subject, the unsearchable wisdom of God. The unsearchable wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it reads, "For unto us," oh, by the way, before I read this, this is Isaiah's prophecy concerning the coming Savior, concerning Jesus Christ, all right? Hallelujah. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called." Now, I really like this. Just pay special attention to this. His name will be called Wonderful. Jesus is Wonderful. His name will be called Counselor. Hallelujah. His name will be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's our Lord. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now, this was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah concerning the coming Savior. And of course, as I've told you before, there's always been resistance. Satan has always tried to figure out a way to stop the birth of Jesus. And even after he was born, Satan tried to figure out a way to kill him. And he was unsuccessful in every case. Isn't that great? Amen. He was unsuccessful in every time he tried something. Every time he schemed to try to stop what God was doing, he failed. Now, can I throw this in? The devil will never, ever stop what God is doing. Hear this. The devil will never ever stop what God is doing in your life unless you cooperate with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can't stop it. Now, he can try to convince you to give up. He can put hindrances in front of you, try to slow you down, try to stop you. But if your mind is made up, he cannot stop you. Look at Jesus. Jesus finished what the Father sent him here to do. Hanging on that cross, what did he say? It is finished. But when he was a child, the devil tried to kill him. And all during his ministry, the devil would scheme against him. But God the Father would always have a way of escape. Always have a way of escape for him, because Jesus was destined to go to the cross. And I love what Jesus said. He says, no man. Now, this is bold. But he said it. He meant it. Jesus said, no man take my life. You hear me? He said, no man can take my life. He says, I'll lay it down. And that's what he did. But no man, in other words, no man is going to stop me from going to the cross. No man is going to stop me from taking on the sins of God's people. The world, let me say it that way. Hallelujah. Now, so the devil knew that someone was going to be born that was going to be a lot of trouble for him. He learned that way back in Genesis. This is going to be a lot of trouble for him. So guess what? He tried to stop it. But I love what it says in Romans, the 11th chapter. So go ahead and turn there. Romans chapter 11. Now we understand that when Adam sinned and he committed high treason, that there was a situation. It wasn't for God, because God already knew what he was going to do. Think about it. God had given him everything he would ever need. He was abundantly supplied. Had everything. But he gave it all up, didn't he? Yes, he did. He gave it all up for forbidden fruit. Gave everything. He gave it up. Now, it would seem hopeless at that point. It would seem like mankind is forever doomed. But I like what it says in Romans chapter 11. Look at verse 11:33. It says, I love this. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I read this in another version. I read it to you. It says, this is verse 33, who could ever wrap their minds around the riches of God? the depths of his wisdom, and the marvel of his perfect knowledge. Who can ever explain the wonder of his decisions or search out the mysterious ways he carried out his plans? God was determined to get his son into the earth, and he did just that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, back up to verse 26. Verse 26. Listen what it says. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Now, we know one day that the Jews will realize that Jesus Christ is their Messiah. Thank God there's a few of them now that call Jesus Lord. But as a nation, they do not. But one day, they're going to do it. Hallelujah. But guess what? Because they refused him, you and I, we was part of the wild olive tree. But because they refused him, you and I was grafted in. He came, John chapter 1, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, I believe that's what, verse 12? But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Glory to God. I said glory to God. God had a way. So how was he going to get Jesus into the earth? Now, naturally thinking, I mean, we look back and we read the Word of God and we see how it happened. But think about it. Let's just say that we were born before the birth of Christ. I don't think we'd have ever figured it out. Because, first of all, if you was born into the earth, you were born into sin. So it looked impossible. Every person that was born needed a Savior. Amen. Every person born needs a Savior. Whether they receive him or not. Hallelujah. So God, in his unsearchable wisdom, knew what he would do. Turn to the book of Luke, the first chapter. Luke, the first chapter. I know most of you know this. Most of you in here probably been saved a long time. But you know what? It don't hurt to hear it again, does it? Hallelujah. I can tell you this. Satan didn't know how he was going to do it. Luke chapter 1. Look at verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It says, now in the ninth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. That word betrothed simply means that they were engaged to be married. Joseph of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Now, we can stop right there and shout. I said, we can stop right there and shout, glory to God. There will be no end to his kingdom. Hallelujah. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" In other words, what Mary was saying is, I have never been intimate with a man. Hallelujah. And the angel, this is verse 35, and the angel answered and said to her, pay close attention to this, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Hallelujah. And what makes me praise God, and the reason I'm so grateful to God, is God made a way. He had a way. And because Jesus was born into this world without sin. Well, how in the world can that happen in a fallen world? Well, it couldn't happen with Joseph. But Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God is his Father. And through him, God is our Heavenly Father. God is his Father. So Jesus had the God connection through the Holy Spirit. And he had the human connection through Mary, his mother. And he was born into this earth without sin. He was the only one that was qualified to deliver you and I. You and me. He was the only one qualified. So he took on a body just like ours so that we could be born again. That's the reason the angel said, "Rejoice, rejoice, peace on earth, goodwill towards men." Glory to God. Salvation has come. You still here? Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, put that on the screen for me, please. Matthew 1:23. Well, I'll go ahead and go to my Bible. I'll read it from there, Matthew 1, 23. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. It says, behold the virgin, behold the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, that's translated from the Hebrew, God with us. God with us. Think about that for a moment. God made a decision to come down and actually dwell with us, take on a body like as ours, and walk the face of this earth. God with us. Now, I'm getting ready to close here, but I want to show you something. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4, fourth chapter of Hebrews. I want you to see something here. Hallelujah. I'll just begin reading at verse 11, I think. Yeah, verse 11, Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience? For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Verse 13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Listen to this. Seeing then, that we have a great high priest. Who is that? Jesus. Who has passed through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Now, verse 16, I want you to pay special attention to us. Remember we read Matthew 1, 23, Emmanuel. God with us. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are. Where was he tempted? Huh? When he was on the earth, in his human body. Yeah. But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What I want to leave with you this evening is, yes, Jesus is now seated on the right hand of God the Father. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, a little over 2,000 years ago, he was here in this earth, God with us. He was God with us in bodily form. And he walked the walk that we have to walk today. He dealt with the temptations that you and I have to deal with today. All whatever it is you have to deal with, Jesus dealt with it because he was right here. And because of that, I know I can make it. He was tempted in all points, just like we are, yet without sin. And now he has become our high priest. Glory to God. And we can go to him with anything and talk to him about it. Because God himself, the Son of God, have walked the face of this earth. He has been with us. He has been with us. He has been with us. He knows what it's like to live here. He knows what it's like to have to deal with the devil. But he won the battle for you and I. As I close this out this evening, you know what's so good about it? Our salvation is complete. And what I mean by complete, now we're still in our earthen bodies. You know, we're still in our earthen body. But Jesus Christ, he don't have to do anything else. It is done. It is done. Glory to God. So I want to leave with you. You can make it through anything. You can make it through anything. So this Christmas season, Christmas time, just take some time to just thank God. Thank God for sending his son. Thank the Lord for not quitting on us. He didn't quit. He saw it through. He saw it through. And because he won, guess what? He has made you and I, what? Winners. We are winners. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't lose your hope. Jesus Christ was born. Hallelujah. In Bethlehem one day. On Jesus' birthday, God had me in mind. Now, you know, Jesus died for the world, didn't he? But you know what we need to do sometimes? We need to get real personal. We need to get real personal with it. When he was born, God had me in mind. Every time Jesus suffered, he was rebuked, lied on, whatever happened, he took it because he had me in mind. He had me in mind. He knew my name. By the way, he still does. He knew my name. See, that's the reason we receive him as our personal Savior, because he knows each one of us individually. He knows our weaknesses, he knows our strength, and he knows how to help us deal with the weaknesses in our lives. Amen. And now he does it through the Holy Spirit that dwells with us, dwells on the inside of us, and he knows my name, he knows your name. Isn't it amazing that each one of us can have a personal relationship with God? We can have personal fellowship with God. You have your fellowship, you have your fellowship, I have mine. And each and every one of us has his full attention. Amen. I'm so glad he don't tell me, like we have to do sometime. Hold on just a moment. You know, if you're on the phone, hold on just a moment. Somebody else is calling in. You know, God would never tell me, James, son, hold on. Catherine's calling in. Catherine wants my attention. Pat, Ronnie wants my attention. Mike, Rosa wants my attention. Tony wants my attention. Jim wants my attention. No. We have his full attention. Amen. I said amen. And Father, we thank you for sending your son Jesus. And may we have a heart of thanksgiving and celebration.